shipping and the industry.
The world said goodbye to Michael Jackson, the king of pop. All the eyes on Los Angeles, and boy, did the celebrities come out. That's not a surprise, even from the sports world. Kobe and Magic, Mariah Carey, Brooke Shields, her hands shaking, very, very emotional. Jennifer Hudson, Jermaine Jackson singing lots of tributes. Stevie Wonder as well sounded terrific. I have to say, as cynical as I have been, and many of you know that over so much of this Michael Jackson coverage, the memorial itself was very tastefully done. And I think one of the biggest moments happened when Paris Jackson, his 11-year-old daughter, decided to inch up to the microphone, and here's what she said at the end of the memorial service.
I just wanted to say...
Speak up, sweetheart, speak up.
Ever since I was born, Daddy has been the best father you could ever imagine. And I just wanted to say I love him so much.
So lots of tears and lots of laughter during this one. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between here on America Tonight. We're going to be talking about this and Obama's trip to Moscow and some other things as well, including the latest on health care reform coming out of the Beltway. Ooh, you're not going to like it. We go now to Los Angeles and Annie Zadarovich, who's a big muckety-muck with the Fox Sports Radio Network. I bet even that giant network was covering a little bit of this Michael Jackson stuff. Hey, Annie, how are you?
Good night, Kate. How are you?
Hey, this is true. You know, I mentioned that Kobe and Magic were there, and it's not really sports, but Michael Jackson transcended a lot of things. You've got all these talk shows on the air. Were some of the guys, as much as you want to talk about baseball and the All-Star Game and all that stuff and football coming up, was there conversation about Michael Jackson?
Well, absolutely, Kate. We're good friends, and I think your listening audience knows that, and I think I mentioned to you that when he died, we have a partnership with TMZ, and we got the scoop that he actually had passed away and was dead on arrival at UCLA Medical Center. So we were announcing that, and we had TMZ representatives on now announcing that, even when CNN and Fox News and everyone else was saying he was at the UCLA Medical Center in a coma. He was never in a coma. He was dead on arrival to UCLA Medical Center. So our staff and our talent did a fabulous job. Actually, Fox Sports Radio Network had it well before certain other big news agencies in Los Angeles. So it's not something you talk about that we got the scoop, but we did. We had actually the scoop. So our talent had been handling this from the get-go. And you were right. I heard the piece you just played about Paris. And where were these great kids all these years that could have helped redeem his image? Someone explain this to me. Kids that looked normal, kids that could speak English, kids that, looked like they came from Highland Park. Why did he hide them for all these years?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great angle to that, because the kids looked, like you said, very normal. When she got up there, and that was such a tender, unexpected moment, I don't think they even expected her to do that. And absolutely, how much could that have helped his image? But remember, he was so weird about the thing with the veils over them constantly, with the paparazzi following him, and then the one child that he dangled over the balcony.
Well, yeah, the kid, if you remember correctly, the kid that he dangled in Berlin, I believe it was in Berlin, was Blanket. The little one there that was there today, the 7-year-old, that's who he dangled. So we don't want to go into that aspect of it, but he just did it to himself, just as if everything now that's happening, he did to himself. Today was a celebration of the music and the entertainer and the legend that was a musical entertainer, just as Elvis Presley or whomever. But you didn't want to talk about the negative things today, and I won't talk about the negative things today, but they're there. And trust me when I tell you, as someone who lives and proudly lives in Los Angeles, this circus may have left town today, but it's going to continue. It's going to be the investigation with the doctors. It's going to be the fight for the children. Please don't even get me started on Debbie Rowe, Retta Womb. I mean, why don't you just call the woman Retta Womb?
Very true. Now, Los Angeles, as you said, proudly living there, I really thought outside the Staples Center it was going to be chaotic, but apparently no. It was calm, and people left the Staples Center orderly, and you didn't have a lot of traffic problems. Is that right?
Well, they didn't have a lot of traffic problems because we have 3,000 police officers on duty that cost the city of Los Angeles in excess of $4 million today, and they had blocked off like a 2-mile radius around Staples Center, and basically, you know, they said you cannot come in without that special ticket or special badge, and people adhered to it. But let me tell you, that's another big fight that's looming. I don't know about you, but God in heaven, you know, if you passed away tomorrow, I don't think the Dallas streets would shut down and they would pay for your funeral. I mean, this is $4 million to a city that's broke. We've just paid $4 million for a funeral. Our mayor, who's fooling around with whatever, his second mistress or whatever it is in Africa on vacation. I mean, where's the money?
Yeah, I even heard, Annie, and you probably know this too as well, that they were putting it up on the website that you could make donations to help pay for it. As you said, not just Los Angeles, but California in general. You guys are broke.
I have a certain criteria. Tell me if I'm wrong. And you know how opinionated I am, so I'm just going to lay it out to you. Any guy that can pay $100,000 a month for a house, I'm not helping to donate for his funeral. I'm sorry. Any family that has wealth estimated in the hundreds of millions of dollars, why are my tax dollars going to pay for this? I thought it was a lovely service. I've never seen Janet Jackson look so normal. I thought it was a black version of Grace Kelly or something up there. I mean, the whole family looked perfectly normal and dignified, and I was happy for them that they, you know, the glove thing, okay, I get it, but they looked normal. They were a normal family in America, but you've got to understand that we're still hearing here in Los Angeles that by the time his album sales are done in the next couple of months, they've shot up to number one on almost every Billboard chart. For R&B, for blues, for pop, for contemporary, whatever, he's going to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars again. And you want me to pay for the funeral?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's ridiculous. We have an update on that, too, by the way. So this is not the end. You're absolutely right. Annie, thanks. We appreciate the time giving us the overview from a Los Angeles point of view. And you're right. It was a dignified memorial. I was really surprised at the send-off.
And again, I have to give kudos to the Jackson family. And you know what they did better than anything? They kept the old man out of it. Did you even see the old man?
Yes. Just a couple of times he hugged somebody, but he got right out of the shot.
Oh, yep. Listen, honey child, after he was opening his mouth, plugging his record album, they shut that old man up very, very quickly.
That's right, Joe Jackson. All right, Annie, thanks for stopping by America Tonight. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome, kid, anytime.
All right, so as Annie said, who wants to pay for that service because of all the money that they know was going to be generated by the album sales, etc., the CDs? So the Lakers and AEG, late news, of course they own the Staples Center, donated $1 million, and then private donors covered the public costs. So it looks like Los Angeles isn't going to have to worry about it because with those 3,000-plus officers, it was ridiculous to be begging for money, passing the hat to cover the costs in a city that's sinking and a state that's in big trouble. Hang with us, more to come on America Tonight.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NewRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NewRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Of Jennifer Hudson, she certainly was somebody who paid tribute to MJ with her strong vocal cords. And Hudson, no stranger to tragedy, certainly horrible what happened with her family, it seems like not too long ago. And she seemed to be doing well. Apparently she's getting married and is pregnant and all that stuff. But again, her voice just really was able to belt those lyrics out. So a little bit more from the Michael Jackson Memorial Service. Apparently a lot of people were watching it around the country because MSNBC is reporting 50% more people watching that than the inauguration, which had high numbers. And there were people all over the world watching. There were theaters that showed it. And if you turn on any of the cable networks, a lot of replays, a lot of tributes, all that sort of stuff. And that includes Fox. So Fox jumped into the fray. Fox and CNN and all the networks, all the cable networks, and certainly the big three had it wall to wall. It's funny, I talked to somebody at a television station, a CBS station in New York, and an NBC station in Dallas, and I talked to someone as well just to get, these are friends, just to find out what was going on in their newsroom. And then somebody as well from a CBS station in L.A. And you know what happened? They were also getting complaints about the shows being interrupted. So not everybody was crazy about the wall-to-wall Michael Jackson coverage. And, hey, the networks sent all the big people. Brian Williams from NBC, who's the number one nightly news anchor, he was there commentating on it. It was odd. It was almost like, okay, we're commentating on the coverage of what's going to happen and put it in perspective and all that stuff. But I said this before, why the media, the mainstream media, went overboard leading up to the memorial. I understand the memorial because that's the finale, you think, right? But all the stuff leading up to it, it was about the ratings. It was about the ratings and knowing that we are such a celebrity-crazed nation. And he is somebody who stretched for so many decades that this was absolutely going to be played up big, big time. It's not the only thing that happened, however, during the day. A couple of quick notes. One on California, since that was held in California, it looks like the people in L.A. aren't going to have to pay for that service after all. But what is going on with the state of California, like so many others, but probably worse, they continue to be in this deficit shortfall. So people are getting IOUs. Can you imagine that? If you're a vendor and you have schools and they owe you thousands and thousands of dollars, at some point you need that money. So these negotiations aimed at closing California's $26.3 billion deficit are completely frozen. There's been no thaw, zero Zippo progress. What is going on? Nothing. You had a top Democrat who was apparently fixated on this whole idea of the taxes, which most of them are in Sacramento, just simply walked away from the talks. Just walked away and said, forget it. So, and this was a Democrat from Los Angeles. Didn't want to participate. Frustrated with Schwarzenegger and the demands to reform welfare and in-home supportive services and state pensions and all that sort of stuff, because the governor is demanding that they make eligibility and benefit changes to CalWORKs, which would be the state program, and other social programs as part of closing this deficit. But here's the deal. Friday marks the very last day that you got a couple of major banks that they're going to cash IOUs that the state began handing out last week. So that puts more pressure on the people in Sacramento and the governor to reach some kind of a deal. Otherwise, what's going to happen in California? I mean, who's going to bail California out? The feds certainly aren't going to do that. I don't think so anyway, unless it comes to the 10th hour and there's absolutely no choice, but it certainly is not looking that way. The other big thing is, besides the deficit shortfall that other states are also dealing with and how they're trying to figure out where they can cut or what they can do to make up those monies, of course, is this visit to Russia by Obama. The whole, you know, Obama wasn't about the Michael Jackson thing and reaction to that. Obama was about this trip to Russia. And ultimately, you know, you get the photo ops and the idea that you're going to slash some of the nukes in the stockpile and can that really work out and all that other sort of stuff. But here's the bottom line. You have to have Russia, at least you have to believe, wink, wink, they're on your side, right? So in the final analysis, there's no question that the trip had to be made. But were any great strides made with Russia? I mean, what's going to come out of this so-called Moscow summit? The president supposedly gets these nuclear cuts, but Russia, from everything that I've read and been able to see, hasn't conceded anything else, or there's no other agreements. There's still a lot of things, a lot of key issues, I guess, to be solved, let's face it, and including this. I mean, he ends up getting the agreement on the deep cuts and a couple of assurances, okay? So is this going to thaw the U.S. relationship with Russia, or is anything going to come out of these 2 days? Is there any kind of big breakthroughs? I don't think you can say there was any giant breakthroughs from this. You know, then, and we'll let you hear what Obama said coming up a little bit later in the show, but he talks about Russia and hopes for Russia, and it's, to me, it's just more of this speaking, more of this prose, more of what we want to see kind of thing. He was actually at the Moscow's new economic school and talked about the idea that the U.S. and Russia weren't supposed to be antagonists. They weren't supposed to be, but there is this history of estrangement. Yeah, I wonder why. Communism, democracy. Communism, democracy. Trust, distrust. Spies versus spy. But still, a lot of things hang in the balance. Remember the issue of Georgia, for example. And we're not talking about Atlanta, Georgia. We're talking about Georgia right next to smash the motherland, adjacent to the motherland, where the Russian army crushed that teeny tiny country's military about a year ago. And the Kremlin rejects the United States' complaints about Russia's insistence that two key areas remain free of Georgia's control. Two key areas, like South Ossetia, which is a prime area, you know, they won't go back on that. So obviously, Moscow is still a little bit upset over the United States' refusal to back away from supporting Georgia's hope to join NATO. So imagine that. The little adjacent, the add-on little tiny country might join NATO. They don't want to see that happen. Of course not. We had a caller that said, well, why doesn't Russia join NATO? I think it was Al in Canada. That's not happening. And then, of course, there's no progress in the dispute over arms control, really, when you're talking about this replacement treaty that would cut the nuclear arsenals by about a third. They're still at odds over the United States' plans for the missile defense system in Eastern Europe, right? That's not going anywhere either. So, you have to meet them, absolutely. You have a new president, of course, you have to meet with Russia. But how far does it go? You know, what happens in Afghanistan? What happens with the fight against the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, etc.? Where does Russia hang in this deal? What about Iran? That's got to be a key point. There was conversation on that, but yet we don't really hear very much about Iran. And there has to be great concern over what's happening there, particularly when it comes to nukes. That's the guys I'm afraid of. I don't know about you. But with what's happening there and also how that country is responding. Anyway, we're going to throw out the digits. Did you watch the Michael Jackson memorial? You can throw in your 2 cents on that one. Or was there any progress really in Moscow? But we got other fish to fry, too, on the show. 800-259-5791. You're listening to Kate on ATN.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sports Shorts here on ATN. Joe Sakic, 20 years in the NHL on the ice. He is definitely a first-time Hall of Famer. Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto. I should just go ahead and put him in. He is retiring, it looks like, anyway. And also, Lance Armstrong, who did say goodbye to racing, comes in second at the latest stage in the Tour de France, almost came in first. We'll talk about that. That's coming up way down the road here on ATN. But following up with Obama and the trip to Russia, was the trip successful? There were a couple of key things that had to be addressed. And there was, as I said, the flattering language about future hopes for Russia. And here's specifically what Obama said about Russia.
To begin with, let me be clear. America wants a strong, peaceful, and prosperous Russia. This belief is rooted in our respect for the Russian people and a shared history between our nations that goes beyond competition. Despite our past rivalry, our people were allies in the greatest struggle of the last century. Recently, I noted this when I was in Normandy. For just as men from Boston and Birmingham risked all that they had to storm those beaches and scale those cliffs, Soviet soldiers from places like Kazan and Kiev endured unimaginable hardships to repel an invasion and turn the tide in the east. As President John Kennedy said, no nation in history of battle ever suffered more than the Soviet Union in the Second World War. So as we honor this past, we also recognize the future benefit that will come from a strong and vibrant Russia.
Okay, so blah, blah, blah. Here's what we hope the future is. Now, also, as I mentioned, I'm curious about Iran. What's the position on Iran with everything that's happening? Okay, so Obama gets supposedly the support of the anti-nuclear proliferation treaty with Russia, with the Russian president, right? Then he broke bread with Putin, talked to the graduating college students at a Russian college that we already mentioned. That's what you're hearing these comments from. Did a little schmoozing with some Russian businessmen and some fellow opposition leaders, blah, blah, blah. And as I said, Georgia, they're not happy with the Georgia thing and NATO possibilities. And what about Iran, though? What about Iran as far as Russia is concerned and then the positioning with the United States? And here's a little slither of that.
One of the things that we're going to need to explore jointly over the next several months is can we provide a door for Iran to walk through where they say that we are not going to develop a nuclear weapon?
Okay, so there you go. It all comes down to the same thing that everybody's concerned about. And lastly, clearing up the Joe Biden comments once again from the Stephanopoulos interview on Sunday, where apparently Biden's, everything that he said was certainly stretched, because he says that's not exactly what he meant, that Israel had the green light to go after Iran. Here's what Obama backtracked and said.
Absolutely not. And I think it's very important that that I'm as clear as I can be, and our administration is as consistent as we can be on this issue. I think Vice President Biden stated a categorical fact, which is we can't dictate to other countries what their security interests are. What is also true is it is the policy of the United States to try to resolve the issue of Iran's nuclear capabilities in a peaceful way through diplomatic channels. That is our policy. I've been talking about this for the last 2 years. We are going to continue to pursue this. We have said directly to the Israelis that it is important to try to resolve this in an international setting in a way that does not create major conflict in the Middle East. Now, this is a tough job, and nobody's under any illusions that it'll be easy. And I've always said that we, the United States, preserve the right, and I, as Commander-in-Chief, reserve the right to take whatever actions are necessary to protect the United States. But we are committed to a peaceful resolution of this conflict, and I think it is still possible. But ultimately, if we present an opportunity to the Iranians at some point, they've got to seize that opportunity.
Well, there we go again. More conversation, more negotiations. What's going to happen if we present the opportunity? But many, many opportunities have been presented to Ahmadinejad and Iran when it comes to nuclear proliferation or uranium enrichment. So here's the deal. Was the trip a success? Well, the view from Russia was this. They did a poll. 16% of Russians didn't know who Obama was. 36% are indifferent to him. 20% say he does awaken hope. And only 1% admire him. I don't know that that's necessarily surprising in a communist country where you have state-run newspapers, etc. But the indifferent is, I think, a little bit interesting to me. And the one thing that is being reported, too, and this could be rumor and just speculation and stretching a little bit, or maybe it did really peeve him, but Obama, on his second night, decided to stay in his hotel room with his family instead of doing something with whoever it was, whether it was the president, the prime minister, or a group of other Russians. He decided not to do that. He bagged out on it. But it was also being reported he looked really, really tired in Moscow because he was mispronouncing the name of the Russian president several times. And a couple of times, I guess, he said his youngest daughter, Sasha's age, incorrectly. So, and a couple of other things. So that saying that he looked like he was pretty wasted in the sense that he was tired. And whether or not that had any kind of an impact on these meetings, who knows? I think the biggest thing is that while they agree to cut the stockpile as far as the nukes are concerned, you think of the amount of nukes, too, by the way, that both countries have. There are other problems that still hang in the balance, and I say absolutely one of them is Iran, because is somebody going to take hold here and have some cojones and stand up to Ahmadinejad eventually? In the meantime, what's up around the bend for these world leaders? The G8 summit in Italy, and this visit to Russia, of course, is the precursor to that, because that's obviously what's coming up. That's what's coming up next. So Moscow Times say the people are indifferent. Like I said, I don't know that I'm necessarily surprised about that. The focus on the G8 is going to be the economic crisis and, oh, our favorite on this show, global warming. That means that climate control bill that everybody's so worried about. Again, to ease some of the fears, for the latest that I have, is there is no way they're getting to that until the fall. But, hey, we're already into July, so that means a couple of months, right? If you don't agree, and I can imagine this audience and myself, based on some of the things that we've talked about, the specifics and what it will do to you, I think that the best thing you can do is pick up the phone or write an email. How about write an email to your senator and express your genuine concern over which way they're voting so that maybe it doesn't pass. Wouldn't that be a surprise? Because there is heavy, heavy lobbying going on to see that go through. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, what's on your scorecard tonight?
Well, up here we were dancing all night long here in western Michigan, and it wasn't that hot because we're not having global warming. We're having global cooling, you know.
I love it.
But I mean, I was actually reading a 1975 Newsweek article about becoming global cooling. Have you seen that article?
I'm sure a zillion years ago I did, but no, not recently.
Well, I mean, it's still out there. In other words, that's what I'm saying. You can,
yeah,
you can find it tonight or whatever. But, you know, and they were sure. There was, hell yeah, the experts saying it's starting to cool and the crops are not, you know, producing. It's just a way. They finally figured out how to tax everything.
Yes.
You know? I mean,
yes, thank you. Right there, what you just said, that's it, and that's what your point you're trying to prove. Hey, you call it something before, now here it is, what, a couple decades later, and we're worried, no, 3 decades later, and you're telling us something different, right?
Right, and what better thing to tax than something that you breathe out of your nose,
right?
Okay? I mean, you could tax the water, and, well, maybe you could cut down on water, but you can't cut down on breathing. And, you know, now they say that carbon, that, you know, is going to, you know, cause the global warming when, and carbon has a very small effect. You know, it's, but anyway, that, I'll call another night, give you some numbers on that. What I wanted to talk about was the Russian, when he's talking about the history of Russia and all the millions of people that the Russians lost in World War II. But let's remember that, Russia and Germany were friends.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, Russia was against Germany. Then they decided to become friends and invade Poland. All right? And so they were actually stabbing Poland in the back. And then the Russians tried to invade Finland. The Russians were just as bad as the Nazis. And the
absolutely. Absolutely, brother. But they don't voice that, do they? Things change. Oh, how quickly. Hang with us. More to come on America Tonight.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save
50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Michael's favorite song was not one of the countless masterpieces that he gave us, but it was a song that Charlie Chaplin wrote for the movie Modern Times. It's called Smile. And there's a line in the song that says, "Smile though your heart is aching. Today, although our hearts are aching, we need to look up where he is undoubtedly perched in a crescent moon. And we need to smile."
An emotional Brooke Shields, to say the least, at Michael Jackson's memorial service in Los Angeles earlier in the day. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. America Tonight. So is this the end of all the wall-to-wall MJ coverage? I don't think so. I think you're still going to see some of it, but maybe not quite as much, especially the anchor coverage. This would be the finale, I believe, the crescendo of the hour after hour after hour on a lot of the cable networks. And today was certainly one of those days across the board, but I have to honestly admit to you that from what I could see, very tastefully done, just boom, 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 musical acts, people with heartfelt reasons why they were close to Michael Jackson, and little poignant moments like you heard with Brooke Shields, what she had to say, what his favorite song was, etc. So Michael Jackson now being, of course, buried. And after that, the doctors, the charges, that will be the next stories to come out of Michael Jackson's death. Boy, you would think, it feels like it just happened last week, but this has been now, what, 2 weeks that we're more than 2 weeks that we're talking about this. Oof. Tomas from Michigan was just mentioning the whole global warming scenario, and we've definitely talked about this and had lots of different people on at different points of you, certainly. And I'll tell you, Al Gore took the stage, and he is the father of global warming and that term. So what Al Gore did when he was speaking at Oxford the other day at the Smith School World Forum on Enterprise and the Environment, basically in a nutshell, let me throw it down for you. He said, Winston Churchill aroused this nation in heroic fashion to save civilization in World War II. We have everything we need except political will. But political will is a renewable resource. He admitted it was difficult to persuade the public that the threat from climate change was as urgent as that from Hitler. I ask you, America, and again, this is a speech to students at Oxford, but would you compare, from what you know, would you compare this so-called global warming climate change deal being as urgent as Hitler? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no. And here's what the problem is, too. If you can line up XYZ, so many scientists and so many people, and let's call them non-political people, they don't have a stake in this. They don't have a horse in the race, although that's easier said than done. Because if that's your thing, then, of course, if there's more awareness on that, you're going to make more money. It's like going green. Do you think people aren't going to make money and haven't made money and aren't right now making money on the going green movement? I mean, this is a terrible, terrible analogy, but I'm going to throw it out anyway. It's like cancer. Cancer is awful. Cancer is a killer. It ravages our families. I was talking about Phil Mickelson the other day and the fact that now his mother comes down with breast cancer, immediately has the surgery, etc., 6 weeks after his wife was diagnosed with cancer. How many people, raise your hand, okay, this is radio, but I'm imagining a lot of hands, how many people have had somebody in their lives die because of cancer? But yet, there is no cure for cancer. I'm not a scientist. I know it's tough with the cells and being in the laboratory and trying to test and test over again and figure out how you can kill a strain, what you can do. As I said before, can you imagine the person that would come up with a cure for any kind of cancer? But cancer is also a big business because people are making money off of the push for cancer research, etc. And this is what's happening with global warming. It is big money. There is vested interest. I think the more nonpartisan, the more people that don't have a stake in it, that you can line up and have summit after summit, then prove it. Prove where some of these things are going. Instead of comparing the climate change to Hitler and ignoring Hitler. Geez, we ignored Hitler. We can't ignore climate change and what's happening there. We're going to end up in the same situation. Oh, my, oh, my. What a stretch. That was worse than my analogy. Steve is listening to us in Dallas, Texas. Steve-o, what's shaking, my man?
Well, today, for the first time, I agreed with something that President Obama said. I believe that we have exactly the same amount of fear ought to be for global warming and Nazi Germany. I fear, and oh, Attila the Hun also. The three of those worry me exactly the same amount. I don't expect Attila to attack me. Germany was defeated 60 years ago, and global warming is right up there with the tooth fairy. You know that it has not yet hit 85 degrees in New York City yet?
I know. Year. It's been cool.
Yeah. So, come on. Like I said, I'm really worried about Hitler. He's dead. And I'm worried about global warming exactly the same amount.
I agree. And that's why I said it was so, and this was Al Gore, that's why it was so, to me, so innocuous what he was trying to say.
You're right. It was Al. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It makes no sense. And are people buying it? Well, some people are buying it. Some people are making money off of it. I get it. But the majority of this country not real happy by what they're hearing with this climate control bill and what it will do to your life, because it'll change your life. And you know this, Steve. This will change your life for decades, for years to come. Kids, grandkids, whoever, nieces, nephews. You're going to hand them not only a terrible deficit that they can't get out of, but you're also going to hand them demands for because of this so-called climate control bill that they're not going to be able to afford anything, basically, unless they're making so much money that they're that 1%.
Right. No, it's a breathing tax. It's finally happened.
Yep, you're right.
You are officially a pollutant unless you're a polluter unless you're dead. No, it's the biggest con in history. And if you go on the web, you can search for 30,000 scientists global warming hoax. You know, there's probably 100,000 scientists now that have signed various letters, and they're PhDs in climatology, they're PhDs in meteorology. These are people that know. The people that signed that thing for the UN are all politicians. They're the political people that were the head of the science board for their country. They're not scientists. But it will pass anyway. It will, you know, it'll pass in the dead of night while we're all out for Labor Day weekend or something, and bam, they will they'll have you by the, I'm not going to say it.
By the short ones, I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Hey, Steve-O, thanks for the call. I got your email, by the way. I'll be sending you an address. I appreciate it, and we appreciate your support. Great caller. Thanks. Okay, so he makes a good analogy, and he gave a couple of interesting nuggets to us there that he's right. In New York, they're having the coolest summer that they've ever had, so what's the deal with global warming? Look, I'm all willing. I want to be the voice of reason, right? I'm about listening to all sides of everything. But nobody, and what he's saying is right, nobody has said to me, and I've really tried to have this happen, even on the show, then show me the evidence. Show me about global warming, and we'll sing it, brother, but I don't see it. I see it as a business. I see it as an interest. And I don't see it. I don't see the hardcore proof that we are destroying this planet and that what's happening is global warming. And, man, if we don't do something now, we are screwed. This planet is going to evaporate. Give me a break. It is fairy tale.